Come on, do we know what it is?
Hey, man. Hey, hey. Yes, we know what it is. Y'all already know what it is, man. For those of you that don't know what it is, allow us to introduce ourselves. I'm going to start with my brother all the way from North Carolina, Jay Christian. Introduce yourself, man. Let everybody know what it is with you, my good sir.
I am Jay Christian, host of the Cognac Room podcast, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And, you know, it's a relationship podcast. It's a drink-infused podcast about adulting and male and female interactions. And we do it big all the time. So we are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Grind City TV. We're on Diva Speaks Relationships Network. And we are on YouTube. We're here for you. So definitely, definitely check us out.
Next up, got my man all the way from Virginia. My man RSA. Talk to him.
Peace, peace. Two up, two down. Peace out, Virginia. How y'all doing? RSA Senior, RSAYSR on Instagram. I'm the co-host of Dark Therapy Session. Go check that out on go check that out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all major platforms. And also I got another one called The Skank Bank. That's a wild one. I don't know if y'all ready for that one, but still, y'all can go check that out also on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Okay, okay. Then I got my other mans from Arkansas. My man, the poetic one, Mr. Morio J.
Yeah, I'm Morio J, host of At the Sound of My Voice podcast, creator of the Channel 82 Network, the overall rated poetic brand. My podcast is basically the voices of all of those who have something to say in the most poetic, prolific way possible. You can go from conversations to relationships to just any train of thought that you wish. And it started off with just my voice and it ended up being the voice of the people. So if you ever want to collaborate or you really have something to say and express it in a different way that's uniquely you, you can see us on Instagram at the Sound of My Voice. You can see us on the Channel 82 Network. If you go to ch82network.com, you can go to the Channel 82 Network on YouTube. We currently have 5 shows as the network gets ready for a relaunch. 5 shows right now that we are proud to say that we fully support. And hopefully we can bring you something new and exciting on every show, different perspectives as we really push and support those who support us. And even some of those who don't, we just believe in the love all the way around. So shout out to everybody on here. Again, I'm Morio J at the Sound of My Voice podcast and Channel 82 Network.
Hey, what that man Morio is saying, because in case you don't know, I'm Morio's translator. What he's saying with that last statement that he just said to all the ones that don't support, fuck you. In a nutshell. God damn it. We don't need you anyway. And in case you don't know who I am Big Smash. I am the man, the myth, the legend of the Big Smash Rub. Host of the Bet the House podcast. Host of Judge Smash coming soon. Creator of the Bet the House Top 25. Creator of Bet the House Debate Club. And a whole bunch of other shit. It's going to take me all day to run down my resume. But just know, this is the measure of men, man. And I am glad to have my brothers back. We all been so fucking busy doing so many things. But we back. And we about to show y'all how podcasting should really be.
How can people find Measure of Men, brother?
Oh, We everywhere. We everywhere. We gonna give y'all details on what's happening very, very soon. But you can find us on all streaming platforms. By the time y'all hear this, we'll be on streaming platforms. We will have an official YouTube page. You can find us on Instagram at Instagram.com/measurement. All business inquiries, mompodcast@gmail.com. All right. Send all your naked pictures and stuff there, you know, and IE them to Jay Christian.
No, sir. I don't need them.
Care of.
Right. Well, since
RSA, I don't need them, but the if only, you send them,
only, you know. So, all right, man. So today, very, very special occasion. All right. So the first topic, she ain't boring. You just don't excite her.
Ooh.
Mr. Jay Christian.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
What you think?
I agree 100% because I happen to know I've been the guy that has been the exciter, and I've been the guy that has been the one that did not excite her. And just let me tell you, at the end of the day, most women have a very function on a very high sexual frequency. There are a few who don't. But if you can't match her freaky, or you can't match her frequency, then she will begin to vibrate at a lower frequency, which will create infrequency in the bedroom. So, with that being said, you can't be judgmental. In order to get a woman to really open up and to show you that side of her, she has to be extremely comfortable. And if you don't have the ability to do that, then you are in store for some very boring sex, my friend. So, you know, you got to eat a little pussy. You got to play a little, you know, you got to play with a booty hole sometimes. Yeah, you can't always do the same thing. You got to do different things, and different things excite different women. So you have to experiment. And if you don't have an adventurous side, you're going to fall by the wayside.
I'm sorry, man. I just everybody got these straight faces when you said playing with booty. I'm like, so nobody hears him saying this. No facial expressions. We just drop.
Nah, man, not at all. I think we all play with booty a little bit.
Hold up.
You got to play with a booty hole, man. Women like that.
I got to work on RSA's context first. Listen, we got to be clear, because RSA no, joke listen, around man. You and you in just real life,
you have to. Yeah, you have to stimulate a woman's booty hole sometimes, man. And there's nothing wrong with that.
It doesn't mean go all the way in. You know, you just got to rub the rim a little bit, but. You know, to piggyback off of Jay a little bit, you know, it's not only in the bed. You know, that can be exciting as well. It's all about the mental game. It's what you do before you.
That's where it starts.
Put it down in the bedroom for sure. Women are more, we're visual. They're more mental. So, you know, with them, you have to fucking massage their mental booty hole, bro. You know what I'm saying? Before you can touch
the actual booty,
the real hole. Shit. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what men need to realize, that what we need to do is, you know, stimulate their minds first. And then the rest will come. It'll fall into place.
Well, 100.
I agree. I just won't use the booty hole analogy.
I'm a little crude. I apologize.
But I agree. And matter of fact, I'll use part of it. I'll use part of it because I don't care who she is. That's still as sacred of a place as what's in front. So for her to even allow you to get to that space, most women have either not experienced it and they are curious about it, or they have, but they're still selective about who gets that kind of access. So if you take that same metaphor literally and figuratively, you're also looking at, like you said, it starts outside of that realm of thinking as far as the bed. You still gotta get to a space where she trusts you. She feels like she can release some things with you, allow you the space to be you. And just the topic in itself, as far as what excites her, if you get to that place of what excites her, then she's more open to what you suggest. She's more open to what excites you. And one of the things I learned about women, you know, that nurturing spirit that they have, if you show them your true self and your true self is someone they feel like they can trust, they always feel like they got to pay you back. They always feel like they got to return the favor, because they never want you to feel like you're not appreciated. And it takes that woman that's secure in herself that feels like she is appreciative, because all women aren't necessarily appreciative, not at a point in time in their life where they hadn't learned what that appreciation looks like. So when they appreciate you for who you are, the efforts you're making, they trust that you're not going to do anything to help them. They trust that if they take this leap, you'll be able to do these things. So in turn, they get excited at the fact that your presence is there. They get excited at the fact that they're trying something with you that they won't try with somebody else. They get excited that if they try it with you, and if they've already tried it, they feel like with you, it's going to be special. It's not compared to anything else. And that's the excitement for them to be able to trust. Their excitement is not just the acrobatics of it all. The excitement comes before that because of that anxiousness. And then after that anxiousness, that extra elevation comes where they just like, okay, well, I can show him a little bit more of this side. I can do a little bit more of that. And before long, they're trying as much shit as you want them to try.
That's right.
Facts.
I think
a lot of that, a lot of that comes with, you. Because if you feel like you in a relationship or a marriage or whatever case with someone that's boring, it is generally up to you to even at least attempt to spice that shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But maybe low key, maybe she just might not be into you. Because there's some women out here that will do some shit they ain't never did for a motherfucker they really, really like. You know what I'm saying? And if she really like it, you ain't gotta ask. She just gonna do the shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women just do shit because they want to do it. But if you constantly asking and putting pressure on it, of course you're gonna get that here man ass pussy. You're right. Gonna get that here man leave me alone ass head. So
and no, nobody wants that.
It's all here, about nigga, damn. Here nigga damn. That's what it's called. It's here nigga damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Facts. She don't even want to do the shit, but she doing it.
Right.
Just to shut you up.
Right. And honestly, that's going to piss you off right there, because it's like you not understanding and that's happening. Once she does it, you think you've gotten somewhere until you realize, damn, I'm in this by myself. And it pisses you off. Now you have an argument. Now you have tension. Now you have eventual distance over you not understanding what role you play and how this thing plays out. And sometimes it is the weight game, and some people don't realize that this conversation, because I guarantee you, if we had an audience, that audience would be like, man, I ain't trying to wife him. Okay, cool. This conversation is not about who you're trying to wife. This conversation is about who you're trying to wife. This conversation is not about somebody you just trying to smash, because chances are if you're in that mindset, they're in that mindset if you lay it on the table. But if you're talking about somebody you're really trying to get to that level with, you ain't just talking about a random chick. So we are actually talking about somebody that you're trying to learn and earn. And if you're trying to learn this female, you're trying to learn this partner, then it's going to take that. It's going to be some trial and error. It's going to be some dry nights. It's going to be some dry days. But you got to keep up that consistency in the flirtations and different things like that. And
that's right.
be a constant. It's got to be a consistency. That now that don't mean it's going to guarantee you the ass at any point in time, but it is going to allow her to open up that when it does happen, it's going to be a little bit more of what you want it to be. And it ain't going to be like Smash said, here, nigga, damn. It ain't going to be that. You may get a couple of those, but it ain't going to be one of those. I'm tired of you. You're going to get a couple of them. You're going to get a couple of them here. And then you watch out for it. Because I've been that cat. I've been that one that wasn't that's so
tight. That's that here, nigga, damn. Take this.
I've been that too.
I have too.
Yeah.
I have too. Straight up.
And to be real, when a motherfucker horny, they don't care.
If mm-hmm. any man say he hasn't been, he's lying. Everybody has had that here, nigga, damn. Even you can tell this one right here sounded
yes.
Okay, baby. Now this one over here, I okay, baby, and I when you trying to get some, that's way different.
Way different. Facts.
Yeah. 100.
So, yep. I've been both of them, man. But the thing I've learned is you are never gonna have the same situation twice. So right. What worked today, big what fact. Worked tonight is not going to work next week or the next one because mm-hmm. they catch on to see because they don't want you.
He cut off. But he's you're right. Lying. He's absolutely.
I Listen, man, look, some niggas just more in tune with your woman body than you is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's a saying, you know, you could tell somebody, yeah, you had my girl. You had no, I didn't. I didn't have your girl, Chief, because it's a totally different feeling over here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She gonna walk different. She gonna talk different. She gonna fuck different. Like it's a totally different feel over here. Like I never set out to. I listen. You know what I'm saying? So if I listen to her and she telling me all the things that you did that she didn't like, when she come deal with me, and that's with any situation, like I'm gonna pay attention to that shit. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So if anything, niggas gotta stop doing that shit. They gotta understand that, yeah, man, just cause your girl don't do the shit that she did for another nigga don't mean, you know, she boring or she, that just means she ain't into you. Shit. Find another.
Maybe, you know maybe, saying? Or it could just mean that maybe that, you know, she was just doing that here and were damn take this for that dude. You know what I'm saying? For you, they're willing to do that, but you just got to hit the right channels. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe they just don't want to give it up that way. Maybe that made them feel dirty. Maybe that made them feel, you know, less of a person, and they don't want to do that kind of thing anymore. Now, you know, all these things we have to play plays a factor because, you know, when we first meet a woman, we don't know their backstory. We don't know what happened to them. It's only through time. And I'm talking about even 20 years, I'm still finding out stuff new. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, with these things, there's all this new information. You always have to figure out something new to do and to spice it up, if you will, or to keep the person still attracted to you. Because look, as time goes by, like I said, over 20 years for me, you know, I'm fatter, you know what I'm saying? I'm older, I don't move as fast, my bones hurt, my back hurts, I got gray hair.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, right.
Yeah, man, facts. So you know, with all those things, and the same thing goes for the person that you're with. You know, time just wears down on you. You know, she might got arthritis. She can't put that leg behind her head anymore. You know what I'm saying? you know, I mean,
it is still prove me wrong. Yes, you can. Do not doubt yourself.
It's still up to you. if she can't do the things that she used to do, it's still to you to bring her to shit. Bring her, figure out ways around that shit. It's up to you.
Sure.
It's up to you. Sure. Like, you think, but
why, I don't think it, I think it should be, I think it should be 100-100.
Well, all of that means something.
Man, I'm saying like take the lead, take initiative. You know what I'm saying? Do something different, bro. Like, if you still doing the same moves you was doing at 5 years of y'all being together, and y'all been together 15 years now, of course she gonna get bored, nigga. Fuck?
Gotta switch it up.
You expect?
Gotta switch it up.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Like, different things mean something different over time, because if you're expecting that woman to do this and you do that, and this is just the overall relationship, there are so many simpler things that get done after you've been with a person for so long that take you there, because other stuff in the relationship, in the life, mean more. Like every person on here right now have things that they want to accomplish. And I mean, now don't get me wrong. I'm sure sex is right there somewhere at the top of the list of things you want frequently in your life, but they don't supersede the ambitions that you have to accomplish these other things. So if you're with somebody, the things that you're doing right now, you're trying to accomplish, you want the pussy in between, but it means a lot more when you have that person next to you, and it's a lot simpler to please you, because that person is trying to support you and so on and so forth. So when it comes to a woman, what excites her is the fact that you're supporting her growth. You're supporting the direction she's going in. And at the same time, if you're still providing that same sense of security, that same sense of awareness, so on and so forth, no longer do you have to have that right when you got a left. Jordan went to the fadeaway when he knew he couldn't fly no more. You got to understand how to adjust your game. And once you adjust your game, and see that, okay, well, let me see how I can continue to please instead of making up these excuses for what I can't do. Because I know it's some stuff that if I did it, it's gonna be a different type of reaction. Because right now we all deal with so much mentally and physically as we try to advance in a relationship. It's harder to do. It's not even just a physical thing, because once your mental gets involved, your physical at some points follow, because your heart's into it. So there are a lot of things that we don't need to do that we did when we were 19, when we were 20, 21 years old. To some degree, what we got to do as men especially is provide that same sense of security and protection outside of the sex. So when the sex happens, hell, everybody's happy, because it doesn't take the same things to please you. Because once we find out as men how easy it is to get the acrobatics and all this other shit from everywhere else, what's more important to you satisfies you that much more, because all that other shit gets boring.
Who said, why you say that? 100.
I say that
he's bit bars, man.
Yeah, he's been. Look, I learned not to argue with Mario when he get in his bag, but what I'm saying is, what if you not one of us, but what if you a regular average nigga that like the acrobatics and shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't like the regular shit.
And that's cool, but here's the thing, though. You may like the acrobatics, but I'm saying that once you mature past the acrobatics, nobody has time for the acrobatics on a regular basis when you're really trying to get after it in life. When you're really going after it, it may be an every now and again thing, but like I said at the beginning of the conversation, we're talking about somebody that you got with you, somebody that's by your side, somebody that's riding with you. We ain't talking about somebody who's single that's going
right.
After everything. You can get the acrobatics every day if you like, but even if you're a focused entrepreneur that's single, you put more effort into your grind than you do the acrobatics, because that the ones that are going to continue to do the acrobatics and want it on a consistent basis, you're not always going to have time for
them. I call, you know, people call them fuck boys. I call those fuck boys. You know, like for me, you know, it's the mental part of it still that attracts me the most. If you're going to be just some thotty chick over here on the corner, whatever, with a fat booty and fats, yeah, it's good to look at, but yo, I don't want to get to know you. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about knowing you. All right, you want me to smash? I'll smash. All right, bet. I'm going to hit it. I'm going to forget it. Simple as that. The person that's going to
have... We're not going to forget it.
True. I'll probably, you know, jack off to it later. You know what I'm saying? But still, but nonetheless... Nonetheless, seriously, you know, it's all about the mental part of it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I could be with you 5, 10, 15 years. Yeah, sure. No problem. But at the same time, we have to be able to stimulate each other mentally. It's not right. just it's not just in the bedroom. It's not just all physical. So like, you know, women hold this thing like they got this, the best box in the world. And, you know, they want all these men want this box and they act like, you know, they're the greatest thing in the world since sliced bread. But the fact of the matter is, nah, you just attracting that type that want that box. They don't want you. Exactly. They don't want that mental part of it. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a lot more than just sex.
Have you ever met a chick that said she got bad box?
Nope. Not one.
Well, okay.
Not one.
Hell no.
just going back to what Arce was saying, it's not just about the sex. And see, when you have that conversation, we got to realize most of the people we're going to talk to in the audience that are going to respond, they're going to be ones that ain't looking for what we're looking for. They're going to be the ones saying, man, I ain't finna turn this down, man. If she this, if she that. They're not going to turn that down. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to hear what we're saying. They're not going to see past the sex being balanced with their grind. They feel like, oh, if I'm grinding and I'm getting it, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it. But if you really look at what you have to do to get to where you're trying to get to, you may make time for it, but it's really delaying. It's like you still selling dime bags in the age of bricks. What are we doing?
Facts.
So, and I'm not even a dope
100. Dog.
And I can understand that concept. So if you got a cat out here talking about he hitting it hard, he grinding every day, but about 5, 6, 7 o'clock, he trying to see who he can text, who he can get into for the rest of the night. How much of his grind is he really spending if he got a 9 to 5 also?
Yeah.
Like, facts. how are you really hitting it hard? And then you get with somebody that you're saying that, oh, they don't do this, they don't do that. No, cat, it ain't her, it's you. She see you not really grinding. She see you got with her for obvious reasons. Right. But what happens when she's on her grind and you're not interesting because your grind is not even close to part-time, but she out here hitting it? Because I tell anybody,
listen,
I've got the best ass of my life from shooting pool and playing spades and getting my ass whooped by a woman. Because once a woman gets sharp on something, it's over with for you. If you ain't on yours and she on hers, it's over with.
Facts.
And a lot of times too, man, they got to understand women change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She just had a baby. Yeah. She just had a baby.
And frequently.
She work hours. She got to deal with the kids. She got to do this. Y'all got to understand, man, women change. Women go through changes. As men, we go through changes. But I think the difference is we are not allowed to show our changes as much as they are. You know what I'm saying? And
qualify that statement, bro. Explain that statement because
okay, so we have to be strong. We have to be the tough ones. We have to be the ones with all the ideas and all the solutions. We have to be the ones to lead. We can't. If your woman is your woman, yes, you could be vulnerable. You could be this, you could be that, but if she ain't your woman and you trying to make her your woman or whatever the case is, we are putting our best face on. We're putting our game face on. We ain't putting a, damn, man, I went through this. I lost so many friends. I went through all this. We are not coming through the door, not even through the door, 5, 6 months in. You really won't know Big Smash and the problems that Big Smash go through until I see that you're here for the long run. So for the most part, we're putting our best foot forward. We're putting our game face on, and we're coming at you the best way that we can because in our eyes, we don't want to look like we fold under pressure. See, a woman can come to me and tell me everything she's going through.
Because they can be weak. They can feel weak. Yeah, they can feel weak around.
Not even weak, just more emotional.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Women are more emotional than men in some cases. So when you feel like that, you know, a lot of time, I'm going to tell you, I just started feeling like I got a safe space to be myself in. You know what I'm saying? Because all my life, I never showed no fear, no emotion, no nothing when it came to relationships because people like to use that shit and slap you in the face with it. Yeah, okay. I remember that time you was crying and woo, and you was doing all that. So you're not going to get that version of Smash until Smash feels like I can trust you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna put my best. I'm gonna put my game face on. I'm gonna be on my P's and Q's. You ain't gonna never see me sweat. You ain't gonna never see me cry. You ain't gonna never see me be down and out. You ain't gonna never hear about my struggles unless I really feel like you could be around me. Because believe me, when I say men and women both get played, men and women both get played. It's not a one-sided sex thing. We both get played. So if we're in this just to fuck, if we just build something, say that. But don't pussyfoot and beat around the bush, because you'll never get to where the fuck you trying to go when you do that shit.
Man, when it come down to getting in a relationship, trying to figure out when to be vulnerable, we've all been at that point where we probably felt like we shouldn't have cried. We shouldn't have let them in on how we were really feeling about something that we were down about. But I say this, I agree with you to an extent as far as whether we can or can't. I think we a lot of times go into relationships still feeling those same insecurities that we have not learned to balance and deal with. So as men, it's up to us. I mean, there's no two ways about it. It's up to us to go into the relationship and be secure enough to play our role. And when women come into a relationship, now we can learn something from the new age woman that's on her shit. Not all of them, but the new age woman that's on her shit, because she can come in, have some emotions and be all, let's handle this. Let's get this done. Because at the end of the day, a lot of women, especially women who've been single mothers that are strong and handling their business, they know, look, we got to do what it takes. And see, those who come from strong mothers or those who come from strong female backgrounds and at their home, they know when you go out there as a man, this is what a real woman looks like. This is what women do that have to do it. So as a man, where we mess up, we'll get in a relationship knowing we still got shit to fix. Because the box looks good, because the smile looks good, because we feel like, because we feel like, man, I can be my best self with this person. But knowing at that time that we hadn't really truly thought through and worked through a lot of shit we were going through. I myself have been in that position where I feel so much confidence in me and where I'm going, but I'll get in a relationship knowing that I'm not there yet. And that's where we make the mistake. We're not there knowing how to balance vulnerability and strength. We're not there being able to provide and at the same time understand what support looks like from our significant other. So we start to require so much more from who we're with than what we're even ready to give or what we should have gotten into, because then we start to feel like, well, now we have these insecurities that we've laid out, and we'll blame them and resent them for something that we walked into the relationship with full understanding that even though we didn't know
facts,
we did know this. And that
we have to understand. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
We have to understand their love language. Their love language is way different than ours. You know what I'm saying? So when they express something, when they're cooking, when they're doing something for us, that's their love language. So once we understand that, we understand that they're trying to hit us at different angles, just like we're trying to hit them at different angles. So it's way different as time goes by. You know, you learn the person for who they are, not necessarily what they are. And I think that's what's really important, you know, because I think, look, if before you even have sex with somebody, I think you really need to understand on each other at a certain level, some kind of level, any level, not just physical.
And that's true. Definitely. Go ahead, Smith.
The physical is cool. You know, like for me, all my life, so much part of my life, it was always about the physical. Like I didn't care about emotional. I didn't care about the mental. I didn't care about any of that because, you know, I knew in my mind I was here for a good time, not a long time. Mm-hmm. So it just so happens in the midst of these good times, I was making babies. So I try to do the right thing. I try to do the right thing. But if your mind is not mentally ready to do the right thing, you will always end up in a hole trying to dig yourself out of it. Right. So there were times that I knew, like, yo, I want to do this for the kids. I want to do this for the new baby. I want to do this for you. But it was never, I wanted this for me. You know what I'm saying? I had a million reasons on what I wanted to do this for, but it was never for me. So if it was never for me, I was just there, but mentally I had already checked out. You know what I'm saying? And guys, we, a lot of us be in that situation because we be comfortable. We be comfortable with where we at. We be comfortable with being around who we around. We be comfortable, you know, because, hey, we the devil I don't because, know. The devil I know is better than the devil I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's,
so
it's why, because why? It's comfortable.
Yep.
Man, that comfort level will get you every single time. And it's not so much as just that one person. You may be comfortable not being with one person. You may be comfortable moving around because it gives you an opportunity to not rest, to not give it that attention because you know what comes with it. That extra responsibility comes with it. It forces you to look in the mirror. It forces you to do self-evaluations. It forces you to look at your situation because when, man, back when you were just broke and it's just you, no kids, no nothing, man, you could stick and move and go on about your business. They never know what your real situations are. They never know what scares you. They never knows what's going on in your family. They never know what you're dealing with baby mamas. None of that. You can go through all of that and still stick and move, and they think the world of you. And that right there gasses up and fuels that part of you that has yet to really want to do that self-evaluation to grow. And we think we're growing in that process when really we're just running in a circle. Now, when we find somebody and we decide to invest that time, then we look at ourselves. It forces us to look at ourselves like, man, what the hell have I been doing? Why is my money not the way it should be? Why is my time so off? Why am I operating in so much chaos? Why is my shit not handled the way it should be? It forces you to look at all of that because now you have all this focus in this space and you're forced to look at it every day. And this person is there even when they don't say a word. Just like women do, like they obligate themselves before we even get home. The first thing they do is, man, I wonder what's going on. What kind of shit is he bringing today? What are they doing at work? What's on his mind? Did he eat today? Is he expecting me to eat? He wants some pussy when he get home. All this stuff is right there before you make it home. So all this stuff is also on our minds before we get there. Man, it's been a long day. I hope she ain't got that shit for me. I wonder, did she cook? Do I got to think of dinner? Man, I'm stressed. I don't feel like it. When I get home, am I going to get some pussy tonight? What's going on with the kids? We all do that same thing because we're forced in that box. And that's when the excitement leaves because we get to that point where we're forced to look at ourselves because we don't put enough time into ourselves as men anyway. But we expect everybody else to give us the credit that we don't give ourselves. So how can we excite a woman that we don't know enough about? We can't. Because we don't even know what really takes us to a point as to where we're completely satisfied.
100%. You're absolutely right about that. And there's times like when I was married, there's times where, you know, I knew that dinner wasn't going to be cooked, at least for me. I knew that this and that wasn't going to be done. I knew that things around the house that needed to get done weren't going to get done, that I needed to get done for me. You know what I'm saying? Cause I wouldn't say suffer, but I have OCD. So there's certain things that I like for us in a certain way. And I knew these things weren't going to happen. So it actually helped me break out a lot of these things. However, there are some things that I still do like a certain way, but then I do them myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't sit here and wait for anybody else to do them. So I become the example rather than being the opposite, you know what I'm saying? So you're completely right when it comes to that. But it takes work. It takes everything that we've talked about today. It takes work. It takes effort. And it, since we're all men, it takes work on our end more than the female's end. It really is harder for us. Yes, absolutely. It's harder for us.
Yeah, it starts with us, man. It is. And, you know, we all, like me personally, I go through moments where I be feeling like ain't nothing going right for me. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? But you find that motivation where you just got to keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember why you started doing all this shit. Why you picked her. Why you got in this relationship. Why you got in this marriage. Why y'all built this foundation. Why y'all had this life. You got to start reminding yourself of these things, because sometimes the world has a funny way of throwing you off track. You know what I'm saying? And you get in these situations and you feel like, damn, ain't shit going right. Ain't nothing working. The job on bullshit. Friends on bullshit. Enemies on bullshit. It's just like, yo, but when you step in through your house, when you walk through those doors, none of that shit matters. All that outside shit is outside shit. You know what I'm saying? That's, you should never let your outside issues come fuck up your house at all.
Well, see, I mean, well, one thing about that, a lot of times us as men, and this is just me and what I believe, you know, a lot of people don't believe the same thing I do. But for me, my faith is super high in that when a lot is going on and I'm having to face a lot, what I lean to my faith. And I know once it, like you get to a point where so much is going wrong in a day, and all of a sudden it's that stub toe moment. You ever been looking for something and you walking around the house, so much stuff is going on, you lost your keys, you and your significant other pissed off, the food that everybody ate the food from you, and all of a sudden you stub your toe. That is the moment where I always started to realize that, okay, I ain't gonna say always, and say like the past 6, 7, 8 years or so, I started to realize, as bad as it is, at whatever moment when stuff starts to happen, that's when something's waiting on me on the other side, because
it can always be worse.
Once I start giving into it, I start realizing that none of that stuff that's happening, if I could do something about it, I'd be able to. And since I can't, right, I don't worry about it. So the first thing I do is start looking at what I can actually affect. What can I do something about? And once, yeah, I look at the stuff I can do something about, believe it or not, I can record every day if I want to. Believe it or not, I can come on, I can write something. Like everything, that every gift that I've been given, I can do that every single day. So no matter what's going on, when I can't touch something or I can't get something, pay for something, whatever it is, there's so many things I can do to keep advancing, and so many examples of what I can do right now that's going to pay off later. So it's like, as men, we have to have something that we believe in that's bigger than us, or else we'll always be looking at what we can't do. We'll always look at, I'm supposed to be the man, I'm supposed to provide and protect and so on and so forth. But when you realize what's actually in your hands that you can actually affect, you turn, you'll start to turn away from the stuff that you have no control over. You can't control people. You can't control what somebody else does. You can't control something that you don't have the means to do or to get or to provide. But what you can do, all of those things that you really, if you looked at it, you shouldn't be able to do all of that at once anyway. Because the first thing we do as men, we jump. We get anxious. We want to do it all at once. We ain't got time for it. Like when we in that broke stage, whether it's broken mind, heart, finances, spiritual, whatever stage we're in when we first get in a relationship, we forget all of that and move forward like we got it like that. And we end up in a space that we don't want to be in because we didn't get us together before we got in it.
Facts.
Yeah.
And it, you really have to train yourself. You have to train yourself to realize what you have in front of you rather than what you could have, or what, you know, it takes time. It takes effort. It takes learning. And, you know, you stubbed your foot. Yeah. You're mad. Yeah. You're yelling at everybody or yelling into the ether. You're just yelling. That doesn't mean you're yelling at the people around you. You're just yelling. You're just frustrated. And, you know, the people around you start to understand you more. They say, hey, you know, he's just mad. He's just frustrated. Let him just let it out. And then 2 minutes later, he's good. He's good to go. I think it takes a dynamic. And once you find that dynamic, you got to really try really hard to keep it, because if you can find people around you that understand you, especially a loved one, and if they have children and they start to understand you as well, that's a great place to be in.
Definitely, man.
All right, y'all. Y'all know how we doing it. I just love talking to you brothers. I don't know what happened to Mr. J, but
he got too drunk. He got drunk. That's what that was.
Jay,
all right, man. So
Jay out of there.
Yeah. Because right. I tried texting him. He ain't answered back. So you know he drunk.
He ain't left the backyard. All right,
Morio.
Hell nah. He fell asleep on that couch.
Let everybody know what you got going on, Morio. What's happening with you? Give us some words of wisdom for this week.
Well, first thing is, on the whole note of excitement, I think we've all said it tonight. You have to, it's our responsibility to continue to try to grow, to try to add to it. We got to initiate to try to make that situation better. And a lot of people argue that it's not just up to us. Yeah, it's up to both people. But once you realize that you play a part in it, focus on what you can do, not what the other person, because then you'll start to feel like you're doing more, you're giving more and all of that, when really it's not about how much. It's the specifics of what you give or what you bring to the table to make sure that table's full, to make sure everybody eats. Because as the man, it's our business. It's our responsibility to make sure the family eats. Whether it's knowledge, it's spiritual, it's financial, all of it. Even if we're not the ones totally providing any one of those areas, we still shouldn't lay our heads down and try to sleep if we don't know whether or not all of those things are going to be taken care of, or we don't have some idea we hadn't partnered with our significant other. So just as a man, continue to grow, keep your mind open, and understand that, as we've said before, If it ain't for you, it ain't for you. Keep it moving, but don't ever stop growing. Now, as far as what I got going on, I'm going to keep it at this. The network is growing. We're doing well. A lot of episodes that we have that are archived and coming this fall, we're going to make sure we drop it all at the same time so you never get bored. We got 5 shows. Right now, we got about 20 episodes between the 5, and we're still going to grow. So by the time we drop, we'll have quite a few and quite a few affiliations. I got a Rated Poetic event that I'm planning right now. Shout out to Dark Therapy Session. We work with them on some really great content that's going to be on the network and premiering. Like I said, we got a Rated Poetic event coming up, and I'll release more details as that comes. Today is actually the 10-year anniversary of our first release, our first book release, which is Convergency Volume 1. It's been 10 years since I called myself a published author. So just thinking about that milestone in itself really inspires me to go ahead and actually finish working on Volume 2 and a couple other projects that we have. So be on the lookout for those.
RSA.
Yes, sir. All right. So we started a conversation with you're not boring. She may just be bored, or something to that effect. You know, what we have to understand is that, yeah, we can get old too, just as we think that they get old with the things that they do. Yeah, they move their hips this way. We know the moves. We know all the moves that they do. But at the same time, they know all of our moves. So we have to try to, you know, ignite the flame, if you will, all over again. And I you know, what I said is we should do it mentally. And, you know, not necessarily expect the physical part of it either, because it could take a couple days. It could take a week. It could take a month. You know what I'm saying? It's just you got to keep working at it, keep moving at it. And I can guarantee you that it's going to be bomb by the time that she accepts you, when it's all set and done. So I think what we need to do is just try harder to be that person that she wants us to be, and just be able to be open to it as well. Now, when it comes back to the rim play, you know, she has to be able to accept it, man. Hey, bro, you can try to stick your finger down there all you want, bro. But she going, if she clinch, nope, that's a no-go, all right?
I don't know about none of that.
I think, but if we, as long as we keep trying to be a better man for us and for our partner, I think that's always a positive. And as long as we can keep the relationship fresh, that's always a great thing as well. So I think that's what we need to do always. And if you don't want to be with that person, tell that person flat out. You know, you don't have to be crude like me, but you can definitely say, hey, look, this is not working out, blah, blah, blah. Maybe we should seek other options. Just do that. You know, just be adults about it. Because we're not. Yeah, man. And we're not children anymore. You know what I'm saying? It is either a yes or a no. I'm grown enough to know whether or not you into me or not. You know what I'm saying? Even though we've been together for 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just keep working at it. But other than that, Dark Therapy Session on YouTube, you can catch exclusive episodes on Channel 82 with Mr. Morio J right now at channel82network.com. And like I said before, follow me on Instagram, Arsay Senior, R-S-A-Y-S-R.
See, I'ma say this. Some people put on facades, brother. So you there are some cases where you will never know. You won't really know if that woman is into you or if she's around for what you do for her. And it works vice versa too. So yeah, you sometimes people are so good at what they do, you would never really know.
Won't even ask.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you doing shit that you never do and will whole time tell your ass they never liked that shit anyway, but didn't want to tell you why you was doing it. They just went along with the ride.
Man, look, you bringing wounds now, man.
As far as me, I think the best advice, the words of wisdom I can give is be honest about what you want, be honest about your intention, be honest about who you are, just be honest, because you can really have a motherfucker wasting their time in their life pursuing goals and dreams that only they want. Like, real talk, like, sometimes, you know, yeah, we in a relationship, we married, we in love, we this, we that, but only that person feels that way. It's two people in this situation. So you should definitely not be running around giving men or women false hope. If you're not into them, you're not into them. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a DJ Envy and not pay attention to the signs.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, you're going to have them
no way
in for that.
Huh?
You're going to have them blackball and measure men for that.
Hey, man, listen. He couldn't even blackball his wife, okay? Huh. And stop her from... He need to be trying to go put some blackballs in her because... Obviously, he wasn't doing his job. But anyway, that's another.
I don't approve of this message.
Nah, let's keep it real. If he was holding it down, she wouldn't have done that interview.
If he was holding it down, she wouldn't have. You ain't finna sell my soul for some book sales, Chief. I'm cool. If you got to go tell the world that I wasn't making you bust, yeah.
I would have been like, what? What? I would have been wilding out in that interview, yo.
Man. But I think you just got to be honest with your mate, man, at all times. That's how you build grow. You can't grow if you don't grow. So it starts from there. You know. Shout out to my brothers. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Morio. Shout out to Arsay. Y'all know what the fuck going on, man. Measure Men, the recorded versions. We don't got no filter.
Sound like the lost taste.
I know, facts.
Big facts. Y'all already know, man. We'll catch y'all on the next one.
All right.
Peace.